Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that is from the LA Talk Radio station. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, I created this show to inspire, motivate, and educate people who've decided to pursue a career in the entertainment industry. And we do that by interviewing various professionals of the show, such as actors, producers, directors, talent agents, casting directors, reality television stars. Woo, the list goes on and on. Models, musicians, comedians, screenwriters, novelists, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then we also have behind-the-scenes people like script supervisors, production assistants, set designers, camera crew, you name it, and we have had them on the show. And then we also make sure that our guests are at various and different stages of their career, and that's from award-winning celebrities that we have on the show and award-winning behind-the-scene professionals all the way across the board to the novice or the beginner in the industry. And that's to be able to give you the real scoop and information, like tips, advice, and resource information on the trials and tribulations of show business, because it is not as easy as you think it is. People see actors on TV and they live in Shoe Fly, Tennessee, and they go, oh, I can do that. Oh, I'm going to pack up my $50 and put my string and my straw together, and I'm going out to California because I am going to be a star. But it is not that easy. It's not always about the glamour. So keep that in mind. And we want you to hear about what it takes at all stages of the show business profession. And that's why we cover, Oscar winners, Emmy winners, Tony winners. We've had them all on here. And then we have people who are just starting out and they're eating tuna fish every single day and ramen noodles. And we're like, tell us, how do you do it? How do you make the bills? And people want to hear that. You don't want to just hear about when they make it. We want to hear how to make it. And we've been on the air since 2008, and we've had some impressive entertainment industry people on the show. So if you are currently questioning your career reality, if you're sitting at your desk and you're pencil pushing and you're like, oh my God, I can't take it anymore, and you're thinking about or pursuing a career in show business, please go to the archive page of our website and you will get really great career advice. I mean, I ask some really good questions during down to the earth questions, and this is something that you need to know. Now, each guest on the website has a brief bio and website address, and you can also, right from that archive page, you can play their interview instantly, or you can download one of the shows and just keep it for whatever reason you'd want to keep it. So to do that, go to the LA Talk Radio website, and that's latalkradio.com. LATalkRadio.com. Click on the link at the top that says Channel 1. Scroll down and look for the graphic of our show, which is Question Reality, obviously. Click the link, and this will take you directly to our archive page. And that is where it's all happening. All the action is happening on that page. And our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section, and also on Stitcher.com. So just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box. Now, you can also download the free iPhone or Android app from our home page of the website. So go there to the home page, scroll down. It's kind of down towards the bottom of the page. And that way you can not only listen to our show, but you can check out all of the other extremely entertaining and informative shows that are available on LA Talk Talk Radio. Really great shows. I mean, they cover. They've got psychiatrists on there. They've got sex advice. You've got people to teach you how to play guitar. They've got, you name it, all different types of shows. You really have to check it out. The best internet radio station around. Okay, enough plugging. Now, today, oh, you know what? Oh, I completely forgot to do this. We have just put up, we're just starting, we're booked for the first quarter. We won't be booking again until May. As you know, our shows are always booked 6 months to a year in advance. Thank you! But we just got our first quarter up. And if you want to find out who's on in the future, you have to go to our official website. That's questionrealityradioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com, and it'll tell you who's going to be on the show. I think my assistant has most of them up, but hopefully, questionrealityradioshow.com, and you can see who is coming up. Now, we have a fantastic guest for you today, like we do every week. And this particular lady, her name is Ruby, and I hope I'm pronouncing the last name right. She will correct me when she comes on. Ruby Nuno, and she is a threading practitioner. And you're like, what is a threading practitioner, you may ask? Well, my God, it is time. You know, in January, we start with getting, if you're in the entertainment industry, at least, if you're an actor, for example, pilot season has started and everybody wants new headshots. You want to start with a new acting teacher, new classes, new this, new that. Well, also, people, what do? You do your New Year's resolutions, right? I don't like to call them I don't do resolutions. I used to, but it started like this. Diet on January 1st, January 2nd, banana split. So forget the diet. So that was shot to hell. And then I carry it over for the next year. Diet again. Right. So I don't like to call them New Year's resolutions. I like to call them goals and objectives. And one of the goals and objectives of, I think, just about everyone, especially in the entertainment industry, is we want to, and I'm going to use this word, beautify. I love that word. Beautify ourselves. We want to become beautylicious. We want to make ourselves look better, feel better in whatever way we can afford. And one of the ways is getting what's called threading done. Now, I am going to be the first to tell you, my looks have been going to hell in a handbasket since the 80s. But let me tell you, one of the things that has stood the test of time are my eyebrows. I thank God for my mother and father who have beautiful eyebrows. I have never had to pluck or tweeze or do anything to these little bastards. They are perfectly arched. They are beautiful. That's it. From the chin up, that's it. The eyebrows are rocking. They rock every day. So I've never had threading done. However, a lot of my friends do it. They love it. They swear by it. They say that is the way to go. So I thought we would have this lovely lady on the show today, Ruby Nuno, who is, again, a threading practitioner. She's also the owner and founder of the very popular West Hollywood-based Prime Brow. And this is a threading salon and spa. And they offer so much more, though, than the usual eyebrow threading bars, which are found throughout most of Los Angeles and in the U.S. And that's partly for the reason that Prime Brows was named as one of L.A.'s best threading salons by CBS Los Angeles. So in addition to threading, Ruby offers threading classes, which makes her brand very distinct. And they also have facials and do waxing. So let's start the year off by getting some threading done if you need it. Now, you know who you are. You know, if you have a total caterpillar look above your eyeballs, it's time to thread out, right? So let's just admit it and get to a threading salon, hopefully Prime Brows by Ruby Nuno. And she is going to tell us, which I think is fascinating, she's going to discuss the ancient art of threading and how it came to be and about her own history with the threading world. So without further ado, let's talk to the one, the only, Ruby, hopefully Nuno. Ruby, welcome to the show.
Hi, Priscilla. Welcome.
Wow. Now, did I pronounce your name right, Ruby Nuno?
Yes, you did. Thank you for welcoming to the show. It is Ruby Nuno. That's correct, Priscilla.
Wow. Now, as you heard from the intro, correct me if I'm wrong. Everybody needs with the exception of me, everybody needs a little threading once in a while, right?
Yes, I agree. Everybody can benefit from eyebrow threading.
Oh my God. Now, let's start from the beginning, because I am a person who likes to do things in chronological order. It's some sort of OCD with me. Let's start with you. When you were a little child, when Ruby Nuno was a little girl, what did you want to be or do when you grew up? You know how everybody, you know, I wanted to be Wonder Woman, somebody wanted to be a fireman. What did you see yourself doing?
So I grew up on a farm, and my dream was to have my own business and live in a big city. And now I'm in Los Angeles living that dream, that aspiration.
Wow. So your dream came true so far, right?
Yes, it sure did.
Wait, before you became a threading practitioner, what were some of your other occupations?
Before I was a threading practitioner, I worked at a law firm for about 7 years. And before that, I worked in the motion picture makeup industry doing makeup.
Oh, my gosh.
That is where I was. Go ahead.
That is a fascinating profession. So you were a celebrity makeup artist.
I was doing more motion picture makeup effects, and I did work with some celebrities. But while I was at school studying that, that is where I was introduced to eyebrow threading.
Wow. Now, when you were, because I watch Face Off, I'm obsessed with those special effects. I love it. I just love, love, love it. What did you do? Like scars, and did you do monster faces? What did you do when you were a celebrity makeup artist?
I mean, we did exactly that. I focused more on appliances and changing faces, exactly what you described, scars, injuries, burn victims, things of that nature. And, of course, we did the beauty makeup on set with the everyday.
Do you watch Face Off? Do you love that show or what?
Yes, it's amazing. It's incredible.
How realistic, though, is that show, I guess? I mean, is that what all of the things that they do, are those all things that come? I mean, it seems like they were all things that would come up working in the film business, but how realistic are the time frames and, you know, things that seem, I mean, because they crunch everything in an hour. I mean, they solve crimes in an hour. Everything's done in an hour, pretty much, or an hour and a half. How realistic is the time frame when you're a special effects artist like that?
You know, I was able to meet one of the judges, Z Neal, some time ago at a makeup convention, and she admitted that she doesn't know exactly how these kids on the show do it. They're pressed for time, and she admitted both she would probably not be able to work under the same conditions. I am really impressed with these contestants. How realistic is it? You'd be surprised what people can do when they're pressed for time, but I've never had to work under those conditions.
Well, how much is the same time when you were working? Is it the same time for television shows that it is for film? You know, with the stars?
Approximately, but the contestants on this show in particular, we would probably, if we were on set, we would probably be given twice as much time, to be honest. These people are just exceptional what they do, and it's amazing to watch. It's artistry.
Well, you know, I'm a screener for the Burbank Film Festival, and we had at our festival, I met out in the parking lot of all places as we were leaving. I met one of the top makeup effect artists in the business. He actually had a show for a while, and oh my God, I can't remember his last name. His name is Clive. You know who I'm talking about? The guy what is his name? Clive. He does all the monsters, and he had a show, and I can't remember. Oh my God, this is terrible. Oh my gosh, especially since I'm going to have him on the show this year. Not good. What is his last name?
Clive Beard.
Is
that him?
God. I'm not sure. Oh, I know you'll remember him now. He's the one that wears those like demonic eyes, and he wears like he's really like goth, really goth looking. And what is his name? I'll remember it soon someday. Anyway, I met him, and he was telling me that it was totally unrealistic to do the makeup that they do in that time. And he just, he said that it takes literally weeks and months to do some of the mechanics involved. So I just found the whole thing fascinating. I've been, you know, when I was an actress, I actually had, makeup done and scars put on and little moles and things like that. I was in a Marilyn Manson video one time. Oh my God, the stuff they put on me. And I found it took so long, Ruby. I mean, just for a little scar, a little mole, it took hours to put it. And then I had kabuki makeup. And I just think how intense it must be for you guys to take the classes, because it seems like it would take a very long time to learn that. And you would have to have lots of people volunteer to have weird things put on their face, because a lot of people are sensitive. Their skin is sensitive and they break out. Do they try now to use skin sensitive formula, like a skin sensitive formula, or how do they do that, Ruby?
That's the one thing that really hasn't changed much, but what has changed is that it is actors are recommended to maintain their skin with facial dermabrasion peels to take care of that skin after those appliances, the glue, spirit gum is applied, and it's the harsh chemicals can need to be fluffed off. So yeah.
Oh, God, I know. I just couldn't do it. I could not do it. I don't know how those actors sit for 8 and 12 hours having that stuff done, but that's why they get paid millions. Maybe if I got paid millions, I could sit for 12 hours having makeup done. Now, so how did you get into cosmetology and threading? At what point in your life did you decide to do that? Because I believe I read, and you just told me that you worked at a law firm. So you considered law school after completing your undergraduate degree, but you opted to follow your entrepreneurial dream. And why was that? It's being a lawyer or opening up Prime Brows. What was it?
It was something internal. We internalize where you listen to your self, being your inner self, wanting to follow your dream. Although I prepared for the LSAT, I was on the track to be an attorney. I wanted to follow my dream and have my own business and follow the pursuit of eyebrow threading, which honestly something felt simple. It makes me so happy. I enjoy it so much. Whereas when I was doing makeup, one of the worst things, Priscilla, was that you worked exactly how you described. You worked hours at a time applying this, and once the shot is gone, cut, it's over. Everything comes off, and you worked so hard for it. That was one of the depressing parts.
Oh, yeah, I know. I see all of that. And you wait, you work and put all that on, and then you got to take it off. And it's like you create and you kill at the same time.
Exactly.
It would be absolutely depressing. I'd want them to stay. I'd want them to stay in the same makeup for a whole year. Don't you touch that makeup. You're not going to touch me. You're not killing my creation.
Exactly. And with eyebrow threading, I get to monitor and follow that shape and create. And it lives on.
It does live on, but it grows too. So they always have to come back and have it redone. Now, can we talk a little bit about how threading was developed? I heard that it's an ancient art that dates way back, because it's ancient, of course. So I honestly didn't even hear about eyebrow threading till I'd say maybe about 5 years ago. So tell us about the ancient art.
Well, it's believed that eyebrow threading originated well over 6,000 years ago and spread through Asia and Middle East and Europe. Ancient Egyptian pharaohs used to use eyebrow threading as a form of grooming. Also, in Iran, it was performed on women, usually when they're getting married, special occasions, and even in ancient Persia. Women, once they entered adulthood, it's almost as a rite of passage, obtained threading for hair removal. Now, this has been around for, well over 6,000 years, but is only now becoming more popular in the Western world.
What is that due to? I mean, I don't want to say reinvented it, but resurgence. Was there one person responsible for that?
Not in particular. It's something that spread slowly. And the interesting thing about eyebrow threading is there's not one person or even group or country that can take claim for its origin. Most people familiar with eyebrow threading agree that this originated somewhere in the Middle East, Pakistan, India, somewhere around there. And in fact, there's a healthy rivalry between Pakistan and India. They're adjacent to each other as who can lay claim to where this was invented, but no one can. That's what's fascinating about it.
Wow. Here comes the exciting part for those people who don't have a clue as to how threading works. I being one of them, I don't know. I can't even imagine how it works. Can you take us through the process of how eyebrow threading works? What do you do?
Well, it all starts with a piece of thread that is tied into an infinity loop or an hourglass shape. It's two loops. You can just kind of imagine an eight. And you put your fingers into either side, and almost like a seesaw, where you open one hand and close the other while the thread is moving along your skin. The thread starts grabbing some of that hair and pulling it out at the follicle level. It's one of those things you really need to see, to believe, to appreciate. It's very foreign to a lot of people. But watching it is fascinating. Watching an experienced threader glide along someone's skin is, I believe, it's magical. It's really impressive.
Because I still can't understand how the process works. I mean, is it a regular piece of thread, like sewing thread, or is it a special kind of thread, or?
We use a piece of cotton thread. We try to stay with cotton that's gentle on the skin, and it's a series of loops that you manipulate with your hand.
Hmm. You mean you got to tie the thread in like a little knot for every hair you pull?
You tie the thread into a knot. Originally, you make one knot, you tie that, and then you loop it around with one hand. So you get about 5 or 6 times there. And you place that on the skin, and that's when you start manipulating your hand. Hmm. Have you ever seen it done for anywhere, Priscilla?
I have never seen it in my entire life. I have heard of it, but I have never seen it. I've never seen it. As a matter of fact, after this interview, I'm going on YouTube and I'm going to look at a video because it seems so bizarre to do. It seems like that would take longer than actually putting on celebrity makeup for 8 hours. I mean, imagine you get someone with a big caterpillar brow. I mean, if you do it hair by hair, wouldn't that take like 24 hours to get every single hair out if you're doing it like that? Do you snatch clumps out? I mean, can you get the thread around a big gold clump and like pull a clump out, or do you have to do one hair at a time?
That is a great question, and it's that's the beauty of eyebrow threading, that you can remove an entire row of hair at a time very swiftly and precisely.
With the thread.
With a piece of thread. It's fascinating. Watch it. I have videos on YouTube. You can find me on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, and you can see it for yourself.
Oh, what's the channel name so we can go there?
Prime Brows.
Okay. Prime Brows on YouTube. Okay, go to you. Okay, so everybody who is as confused as I am, let's watch Ruby get this big patch of hair off of your eyebrow. Go to YouTube and type in Prime Brows. I'm telling you, I'm fascinated. Now, I'm going to do this, but let's just still go with it. Now, what? Because it would seem to me, and again, I'm playing the devil's advocate here, it seems to me like it would be a lot easier if you plucked them or waxed them. So what are the benefits of the threading versus getting your eyebrows plucked or waxed?
Okay. Well, let's start with plucking or tweezing. That is more of removing hair one at a time. One at a time, and that will take a very long time. Part of the drawback of tweezing or plucking is if you remove the wrong hair, you can create holes or divots and alter the shape completely. Certain thicker hairs at the bottom of a brow line act as a supporting, like scaffolding mechanism for the entire brow, and if you inadvertently remove the wrong hair that looks flat, that can change the entire shape and collapse the shape, possibly, leaving you with an undesirable shape.
Ooh.
Threading will do that a lot faster. You can remove one row at a time. Now, as far as waxing, you did ask about the difference with that, correct?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. Now, wax threading is less messy than waxing, and not everybody can have wax on their skin. They're super sensitive, so threading is a great alternative for people using Retin-A, Accutane. Dermatologists recommend people with some sort of skin condition that they're dealing with, and threading can target individual hairs, where waxing, once you remove that layer of wax, it's gone, that row of wax. So if you have applied too much wax, that you've taken off too much of your eyebrow, and threading is a lot more precise.
I'm imagining as you're talking, I have the director's mind going on here, that you put, because, you know, we've all seen on television the waxing where they put the wax, and then there's that strip thing that you put on it, and then they yank it off. I can imagine taking off, you do it wrong, and you take off your whole eyebrow, and then you got to go around with like half an eyebrow. Oh.
Well, we see it all the time. Also, we do both in my salon, because some people prefer waxing over straight, and that's okay. It's really the person's preference, but yes, those things can happen.
Now, I have heard that, again, perfectly arched eyebrows, not because I do anything, but I've never plucked or waxed or anything, but my girlfriends do it, and as they're plucking, they go, ow, ow, oh, ow, and that really hurts, right? So do you put any sort of anesthetic on the eyebrows before you thread, or is it just something, is it just you bare back, you're just plucking without anything to numb the area?
Most people can tolerate without any numbing solution. It is available in our salon if people request it. The same person, if she women can be sensitive at certain times of the month, for example, the beginning of the month, so you were more sensitive. But eyebrow threading is equivalent, and I like to describe it to the sensation is if you tweeze several hairs at once. Let's say you grab two hairs for sure at one time and pull it out. That's about what you're going to feel with eyebrow threading.
I'm gonna have to pluck one of my hairs just to see what it feels like. But I'm scared because they're all in perfect order now. I don't know. They'll notice one is missing. Now, do you have any? I know this is a very extremely popular thing to do, the eyebrow threading, and celebrities have lost their minds over it. Do you have any celebrity clients? You don't have to tell us who they are, but do you work on celebrity clients as regular as well as the average Joe?
Of course we do. Of course we do. And I do have one celebrity client who will not have a problem in mentioning his name. He's wonderful male and Manu Bennett. He is on Arrow and then Spartacus 300 and most recently the Hobbit movie.
Wait a minute! He's on Arrow, which is one of my favorite shows. Please don't tell me it's that hottie, the star of the show.
Yes! He's a sweetheart. Yes.
What? It's him? He's one of your clients? Oh my god!
Yes.
You know, I tell you, I know it's crazy. And of course, I hope my husband's not listening to the show, but you know, I ordered a poster to put hide in my bathroom. Oh my God, I love that. I feel like a teenage girl. I had to have a poster of him because, of course, you know, I can't have it on the computer. Albert's like, oh, why do you have pictures of guys? So, oh my God, you get to touch him. Oh my God, Ruby Nuno, you are like my favorite person today. Oh, is he as beautiful in person as he is on television?
You're going to hate me at this moment, Priscilla, but he is even more beautiful in person.
Oh my god!
Go ahead.
No, next time you see those eyebrows.
Yes, when you see those are by prime brows. Yes.
Stop it now. Oh my God. Oh, I cannot stand it. I cannot stand it. Now, what when you do the Stephen Amell, right? Isn't that his name, Stephen Amell?
Stephen Amell. Manu Bennett.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. We have like the worst connection. I am lucky if I hear three words. I don't know what it is, but it's obviously the internet connection. So I am trying to hear you, but it's terrible. Did you say you do? I'm talking about Stephen Amell from Arrow. Did you say you do Stephen?
No, it's Manu Bennett. Stephen Amell.
Stephen Amell from Arrow. Are we talking about the show Arrow? Arrow, the show Arrow?
Maybe we're talking about two different actors.
Oh! Did you say David Ramsey? Because I got all excited because I'm talking about Stephen Amell. Who are you talking about?
Oh, no, I see Stephen Amell.
Oh,
no.
Are you talking about Manu Bennett, the other hottie?
Exactly, Manu Bennett. That's what I'm talking about.
Now, I got to tell you, he's exciting. He's exciting. I like Manu Bennett. Oh, my God. He used to be on one of my favorite shows, Spartacus. He's such a beautiful man. Let me look at those eyebrows. Oh, I'm looking at him on IMDb. Looking good, Ruby Nuno. I don't know if you did those. But they look good. Oh, yeah. He's so sexy. He was on Spartacus with, you know, the late Andy Whitfield, who was my obsession as well. But he's just such a great actor and such a beautiful man. But my God, Manu. Well, there you go. If you want your eyebrows to look like Manu Bennett, who's doing them? Ruby Nuno at Prime Brows is doing them. Oh, my gosh. Well, you're going to have to let me know what day he's coming to get threaded, because I will let you touch my gorgeous brows if you sit me next to Manu Bennett.
Deal, Priscilla.
Lovely, lovely. Okay, so now, do you recommend, we got to get into talking about, you know, what the people tune in for, which a lot of people are pursuing careers in the entertainment industry. So I want to ask you, in your professional opinion, do you recommend being a threading practitioner? Do you recommend being a threading practitioner to people who are pursuing other professions, such as, you know, actors, musicians, as a job to supplement their income? Is this a job that you don't have to work full time? You could do this part time and, you know, be able to pay for gas and electric. You know what I mean?
Very, very much so. This is something that's very mobile, that you can build a book of business quickly. And if you are in the industry, it's even better for you. You have close proximity to a lot of people who care about their appearance.
Right. And you could work on Manu Bennett. My goodness.
Yes.
Yay. No, okay. So this is very interesting, because I always like to tell people about jobs, because, you know, being an actor, for example, or a musician, you have to have a job that's very flexible, a job where you can make your own hours, and it's flexible with when you have to go on auditions. As a threading practitioner, if someone, this is an excellent profession, obviously, to take up if you're pursuing a career in entertainment. What type of education do you need to become a threading practitioner? What would they have to do? Say I'm an actor and I'm like, oh my God, I'm tired of being a waiter, a waitress, a bartender. I love eyebrows. They probably get their own eyebrows threaded and they are obsessed with that type of work, and they'd like to do that to supplement their income. What type of education do you need to be a threading practitioner?
You would need to find a class, take a class, instruction, and learn the art of eyebrow threading. There are several in Los Angeles. I teach one myself that will cover from A to Z all about eyebrows, all about threading, all about hair removal, full body hair removal, and that is how you can become an eyebrow practitioner, a threading practitioner.
And you offer so you offer classes at your salon. Is it like 8 hours a day? Is it part time? Can you come when you want? What's the setup for threading practitioner classes at your salon?
There are two classes, and both between 5 to 6 hours. The first day is the introduction and the hands-on. We teach. Did you know, Priscilla, there are three different methods of eyebrow threading, different ways of threading.
Oh,
yes.
What are they?
The loop method is what we originally tried to describe with the infinity loop. Then you will see other people thread when they place the thread, anchor the thread in their mouth, and they also wrap the thread around their shoulders. You serve that as an anchor. And everyone has different dexterity and everyone learns different. So I, as an instructor, I provide instruction on all three of the methods, and then it's up to the student to learn, figure out what is best suited for them. That's the first part of the class. Then I send everyone home to practice on anyone who will let them, friends, family, neighbors. And then we come back for the advanced part of the class. It has to build on each other. Oftentimes, there are other places that offer one-day course, and I really feel that it's just not as beneficial if you try to cram this ancient art form in one day. It's like any profession, like a hairdresser. You're not going to learn everything as a stylist in one day. You're just not. So if you're going to invest in this for the rest of your life, slow down and spend a week learning this. You'll be better off.
And are they on Saturdays or during the evening, or do you have it at different times or the same time every month, your classes?
Currently, they are every Sunday, and they are usually from 8 to 1, and they usually spend more a couple more hours just going through questions. But class starts at 8.
And is it affordable for the average person? I mean, do you have to take out a loan on your house, or is this something you can save up for? Is it an affordable class?
This is quite affordable, to be honest. It's oftentimes less than a car payment.
Okay, fantastic. So being a threading practitioner who is working for someone else, not being an owner and founder such as yourself, can you make enough money to live comfortably?
I believe you can. It will take a little bit to build up your book of business and market yourself and let people know that this is something that's offered. But once you do, people will keep coming back and love you and your brow, and their brow will trust you. It's definitely something that you can sustain yourself.
And this is a profession that obviously, if it's from ancient times, it's going to continue, but it's not a fad profession where it's going to die out. So if someone spends money to take classes at your company or anywhere that they want to take it, it's not something that all of a sudden in 5 years, it's not going to be relevant.
No, in fact, eyebrow threading, not only is it here to stay, it's only becoming more popular and just expanding. There is more and more of a demand for it.
Okay. And what other job positions can you branch off to from the initial position as a threading practitioner? Say you've been doing it for a while and you want to do something else. What skills can you take from being the threading practitioner and branch out?
You can learn skincare and makeup. Because at my salon, we fill in the brows with different products, and the practitioners learn how to apply makeup and products. And some people prefer to study more and expand their knowledge of makeup. Now, the other direction is also skincare, where you can learn more about waxing, and facials, peels, things of that nature. So there are two ways an eyebrow threader can expand their skill set into makeup or skin.
And I understand that at your salon, you're not just a threading salon, but you also do waxing and facials. Is that right?
Correct. Do you have classes in those?
Do you do classes in those professions as well, or no?
Not at the moment, but I am trying to put together a class possibly for this year on advanced waxing techniques. But yeah, that's in the works.
Now, we talked about Manu Bennett being a man coming in to get his eyebrows done. Now, a lot of men are a little bit hesitant about that, and you can't even get them to get a manicure or a pedicure, let alone some eyebrow threading. So, why is there a stigma for men to go to salons?
Well, I believe that it is because people have a misconception, or men have a misconception, that they're going to leave with feminine, female arched eyebrows. And like Manu and other men, honestly, Priscilla, 40% of my clients are men. That's huge, 40%.
Wow.
And my my salon owes. Created and designed to be unisex. So it's not too girly and not overly masculine. So it's welcoming. And we specialize on what we call the man brow. there is a way to groom the brow, clean it up, without shaping it too much, to make you look polished, but not done.
Okay. And what do you think would be a good way to talk your man into getting into the salon? Say, you know, it is, he's got some unruly, crazy ass brows. You're embarrassed. My husband, God bless him, good looking man, but I have to get the scissors to his eyebrows. I swear to God, every month they grow like wildfire or wildflowers or weeds. Yeah. They grow like weeds, and I swear I have to get the scissors, and I just cut them down. That's what I do. I cut them down, and he doesn't even like that. If it was up to him, he would plait his eyebrows. They would be like little plaits. He would plait them. And what can we do to get our men into the salon and to get them to get their brows done? To tell them, it is not for a woman. You can get your brows done too. You need to keep yourself looking good. You need to continue being arm candy for me. Get in the salon.
Exactly.
What can we do?
Exactly. It makes you, you can start by saying this is going to take 5 years off of your eyes. It's going to be like a miniature instant eye lift for both a man and a woman, particularly men, because they have so much hair that creates almost like a saggy eyelid droopage.
So right.
Tell him that this is going to make you look more polished, going to make you look younger, and it is, will not create an overly feminine eyebrow. This is what we say all the time. Trust us one time, we do man brows, we specialize in man brows, and usually they're sold. It is wonderful.
Now, to how often do you have, because I know my husband's eyebrows, oh my God, they grow crazy. How often do you recommend that a man get his brows done? Do women and men, do they grow at the same rate? Or does, because I think that, I don't know, I don't have to do anything to my eyebrows. They just stay the same length. But his just keep growing crazy long. Is there a difference between the growth rate with men and women's eyebrows? And do men have to get them done more than women?
You know, men's hair grows faster because of the testosterone that stimulates the hair growth. It's a thicker follicle. Usually, although men's hair grows faster, a man can usually get away with getting their eyebrows done between 3 to 4 weeks. Now, if you go, serves for both men and women. If you go any longer than 4 weeks, you will lose that shape. Now, women like to have a tidier eyebrow, more defined, shapelier, so they'll go in between every 2 to 3 weeks.
Wow. Okay. Got it. Now, I understand if anybody wants to get their eyebrows done, obviously you want to go to Ruby Nuno, because I heard that you received some accolades from CBS2 in particular. Tell us, how did that happen?
Oh, that was incredible. I had no idea that they are doing a investigative report on kind of being a silent shopper, going into different threading salons within Los Angeles. And I wasn't aware until we were notified that we had made the list of the top 5 eyebrow threading salons in the entire city of Los Angeles, the metropolitan Los Angeles. It's just, to be honest, I'm not even sure how it happened. It's just so
wow! You mean a
wonderful
mystery shopper? A mystery shopper came in and rated you guys as like one of the best in LA. That is so cool, because I've always wanted to be a mystery shopper. God, I just imagine I'm going in being a mystery shopper. I sit next to Manu. Oh, of course I'm going to give you a good rating because you've got Manu there. Woo! No, of course, I'm sure it's for every other reason. Well, you have to, Ruby, can you believe that I could go on talking to you for another hour. We have 1 minute left and we're done. Can you believe it went so fast?
No, this is crazy.
You know, I was thinking, Rubio, honestly, I thought, what the hell am I going to talk about eye threading? Because I've never had it done. I know nothing about it. I'm scared that I'm not going to have any good questions for Ruby Nuno. But sure enough, this is a fascinating conversation. And I think I could talk to you another hour for sure. Wow. You are an excellent, excellent guest. And I thank you so much for coming on my show. I would love for you to come back in the future. So we have to set that up. Now, let's just talk about ending the show with any specials. Do you have any, you're launching any products? Real quick, we got 1 minute.
Yes, we're launching a full eyebrow line with pencils, powders, and eyebrow gel in the near future. So please come in, check us out, primebrows.com. Stop by if you're in West Hollywood and meet me. It would be great to touch base and meet everybody who's listening in.
Ruby, I am definitely going to come and stop by. Now, you got to get me an autograph picture from Manu. You get me an autograph picture, I'll give you free advertising on my radio show, and that's a big value.
All right, that's the deal, Priscilla.
And make sure you say, make them sign it to Priscilla, you're hot and happening. I have to I have to have it. Now, I'm counting on you, Ruby Nuno. Are you going to get me that picture?
Definitely. I will ask him after he's had one eyebrow done.
Okay, and tell him
after. This for you.
Yes, say I'm not doing the other eyebrow unless you give Priscilla a picture, an autograph picture for sure. Well, everybody, it is the end of this show with the lovely, gorgeous Ruby Nuno. She is a threading practitioner at primebrows.com, West Hollywood. Check it out. You might even end up the same day as Manu from Arrow, Manu Bennett, and who is a hottie. And my God, ladies, I don't know if he's married. I think he's single. But even if he isn't, just to see him, it's a joy in itself. And so go check Ruby out, primebrows.com, Ruby Nuno, threading practitioner. And everybody go to YouTube right now if you don't know what the hell threading is. I'm going there, Prime Brows on YouTube, and let's go see what Ruby's doing. Thank you, Ruby yes. Nuno, for being on the show, my darling. Happy New Year.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Priscilla. It was great.
Great having you, and I will be talking to you soon. At least I'll be seeing that envelope with the picture. All right, everybody. Happy New Year. We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Say goodbye, Ruby.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.